it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Leading off for Weston tonight will be the catcher, Garrett Granger. Batting number 2, the pitcher, Isaac Jennings. The shortstop, Trevor Westfall, hits third. Garrett Jennings at first base, bats cleanup. Colton Newman in center will hit fifth. Logan Bingham at second will hit sixth. Corbin Gross, the right fielder, hits seventh. Hunter Coy at third, batting eighth. Blake Bingham, the left fielder, bats ninth. Here is first pitch of the ball game. Hangs a little high, and we're underway. Sammy Clary and Houston Boland, the battery for the Bulldogs tonight. 1-0 pitch, and that is taken for a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Good crowd on hand today, as there always is for these two teams. Great programs and excitement around both programs. There's a ray right in there. Bullseye strike 2. One ball and two strikes. Sammy Clary was perfect against Potosi Cassville in his only outing of the year so far. That was a week ago. Here's the pitch. Change up low for a ball. 2-2 to Garrett Granger, Weston's catcher. Certainly has had a great career, and it's kind of right in the middle for him. Done a great job, and they're great to have a catcher back, and he'll be back for another year. Swing and a miss. A throw down to first for good measure, and there is one away. So Clary gets his first strikeout, and the batter will be Isaac Jennings, the Weston pitcher. Our second time to see both teams this year. We saw Weston against Richland Center last week. The Bulldogs against North Crawford. Here's the pitch. Changeup is outside. One ball and no strikes. The rest of the Bulldog defense, Mac Meef at first, Wyatt Hilby at second, Micah Salisbury at short, Logan Anderson at third. There's a chopper to third. Knocked down by Anderson. Long throw across and got him. Two up, two down. And that'll bring up Trevor Westfall. The Bulldog infield consists of those players. The outfield is Wes Nelson in left, Matt Kepler in center, Cody Burns in right. Here's Trevor Westfall, the shortstop, and Sammy Clary, tall on the hill, ready to work. The Weston's number 3 hitter. From the windup, there's the pitch. Ripped high in the air, deep left field. The left fielder Nelson back, and he's got it against the fence. Oh, what a catch by Wes Nelson. Over the shoulder, looking back into the sun, bumped into the fence, and that'll do it for Weston. Good ride by Trevor Westfall. That'll do it for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. After a half inning of play, Weston nothing. Ithaca coming up from WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Here's the Weston defense. Isaac Jennings will be the starting pitcher. The right-hander working with Garrett Granger behind the plate. Garrett Jennings at first base, Logan Bingham at second, Trevor Westfall the shortstop, and Hunter Coy at third base. Blake Bingham in left field, Colton Newman in center, Corbin Gross in right field. The center fielder, Matt Kepler, leads off for the Bulldogs. The pitcher, Sammy Clary, is second. Micah Salisbury, the shortstop, third. Here's the first pitch. Down low, one ball with no strikes. Logan Anderson, the cleanup batter, hitting in that spot with a third base position. Wes Nelson in left field. Here's the next pitch. That one chopped on the infield, and it rolls foul. A ball and a strike now to Matt Kepler. Matt Neath at first base, followed by Wyatt Hilby, hitting seventh at second base. Cody Burns, the right fielder, hits eighth. And the DH tonight is Cole Brownlee, batting for Houston Bolin, the catcher. This one is going to be down inside, and they're going to say that he swung at it. 1-2 now to Matt Kepler. Here comes Isaac Jennings with the pitch. Fastball high. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. From the windup, there's the pitch, and he went around, and that's his strikeout. Isaac Jennings gets his first strikeout tonight, and the batter, Sammy Clary. Sammy in his pitcher versus pitcher matchup makes his way in, taps the plate, and here we go. Jennings looking in for the target from Granger. From the windup, here's the pitch. That one is high. Richland Center, River Valley have moved their game to tonight. We'll be getting some reports from Hayden Burke. He'll update us on the score tonight. Sammy swings and misses. One ball and one strike. We were hoping to do that game tomorrow night, but it doesn't sound like much is going to go on tomorrow night. There's a strike call to the batter. Isaac Jennings with a bullseye right there. One ball and two strikes to Sammy Clary. Here's the next pitch. Popped up. Right field side. The right fielder, Corbin Gross, going over, and he's got it along the line for the second out. Two away now. And that'll bring up Micah Salisbury for the Bulldogs. Good catch by Gross. Can't get over the catch by Wes Nelson to end out the Weston top half of the first. That was no easy task. Here's the pitch. This one is down low for a ball. Running backwards, looking over your shoulder into the sun, and you know you've got the fence coming up. Backhanded catch off the fence. This one is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes for Micah Salisbury. He's also a part of the Ithaca Weston track team this spring. Here's the pitch. He'll rock it toward the middle in there for a base hit. First hit of the ball game. A two-out single for Micah Salisbury. That'll bring up Logan Anderson, the third baseman. Logan will clean off the right side of the plate and stand in. Excellent crowd for tonight's game. It's not a sellout, I don't think. Plenty of room for you. Doug Faber is on the grill tonight, starting at the left grill. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. The start of the ball game in national anthem time, the flag wasn't moving at all. Now it's kind of blowing outward, kind of out towards center field. Here's the throw to first, and the runner is back in time. So at least with a current gust, it could affect the ball in play. Salisbury with the lead. The 0-1 to Logan. Here it is, and it's taken down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Ellsbury dancing off of first base. Garrett Jennings playing the first base bag. Isaac with the pitch. Popped up. Center field area. Center fielder coming on. Second baseman going back. And it's in between the center fielder and right fielder. And Salisbury never stopped. He's going all the way around. And he will score. Wow. Salisbury took off with a crack of the bat. Of course, he could with two outs. And all the way around scores from first base on one that snuck in for Logan Anderson. And you got to count it as a hit. Newman and Gross were going in between, and Logan Bingham, the second baseman, was coming back, and that ball just kind of went in between, and Anderson lines up at second base. So a run across with two away, and Wes Nelson, the batter. Nelson stands in, takes a look at a strike, nothing in one. Any old way against a couple of really tight pitchers. I think the key is against Isaac or against Sammy. The key is to try and get to him early. Swinging strike by Nelson, and it is nothing in two. Logan Anderson leads at second base. There's a ball called to the batter, and it is one ball and two strikes to Wes Nelson. Jennings to the belt, the pitch down in the dirt. So the count quickly is at 2-2. I like the way Isaac works, too. He doesn't waste any time. Quickly back to the belt, deals. That one is going to be ripped toward left and deep. Way back, and this ball is gone for a home run. Wes Nelson just cranked one out of here in left field, and the Bulldogs lead it 3-0. Wow. He put a charge in one. Logan Anderson scores before him. And Ithaca takes a 3-0 lead. Wes Nelson met at home plate after a two-run shot. So the Bulldogs have hit some home runs in the first three games. Cody Burns had one last week when we were here. Here is Mac Neef, first baseman, batting left-handed. Daps the plate and is ready. Jennings with the pitch. That one is high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs getting around on him here in the early going. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. Some of the Bulldogs' bat credit, I think, has to go to Coach Dan Clary. He pitches live BP quite often before every game. Here's the pitch fouled off. 1-2. And throws the ball well. He was a solid pitcher in his day, but has kind of kept the arm up a little bit. 1-2, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled on the ground down the line, and Max stays alive. So they will get back and try to do it again. Here comes the next pitch. Popped up, first base side, and drifting out of play. Bouncing toward the bus garage. So a new baseball comes out for Isaac Jennings. The 1-2 offering is high, and the count is even. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Isaac winds. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a low one, and it's ball number three. Full up now on Mac Neef. Wyatt Hilby, due next for the Bulldogs. Jennings from the windup, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. In the inning, Isaac Jennings gets two strikeouts. The Bulldogs get three runs on three base hits. No errors and none left on. 3-0 Ithaca after one in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Garrett Jennings fouls one off, leading off the top of the second. Now looks at strike two from Sammy Clary. Colton Newman due next, and then Logan Bingham. The 0-2 swung on, bounced foul at the plate. And they'll come back and do it again. Back practice finishing up for Coach Gina Lorenz. Ithaca Weston had a good showing at New Lisbon. Girls team winning the 13-team event. 0-2 from Sammy. Here's the pitch upstairs. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Bridge and Valley this year, I'm going to step out on a limb and say the champion could have two or three losses. It would not surprise me. 1-2 pitch down low for a ball. Of course, both of these two teams, Weston and Ithaca, would both say that we should be in just about every game and confident enough to think that they can win most every game. But the competition, I think, is better than ever in the Ridge and Valley this year. 2-2 pitch popped up third base side and out of play. You talk about if, let's say, Ithaca would win this one tonight, then you turn right around and you got to go to Seneca tomorrow night. Not an easy task. And the same for Weston. Got Lafarge, which is always a competitive team. I believe that's on Thursday night. But got weeks where you have DeSoto and Seneca back-to-back. Here's a chopper back to the mound. Clary over to first in time. What a way on a 1-3 put up. Colton Newman will be the batter for Weston. Newman, the center fielder. So he will stand in. We'll be looking forward to the home talent season starting May 19th. We'll be in Cazenovia. Looking forward to that. Here's the pitch chopped on the infield. Got off by the shortstop, Salisbury. Nice throw on the run and got him. Micah Salisbury throws out the batter by a step at first base. And that brings up Logan Bingham. Micah's just, of course, he's going on to the next level for baseball, but just a really solid player, especially on the defense. Last time we were here, he played second, and Sammy Clary was shortstop. That was with Devin Iam on the mound. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Devin Iam, I don't think, is here tonight. Oh, the JV for Ithaca is on the road. This one is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Well, your starting pitchers isn't even at the game. Bulldogs are pretty deep. From the windup, here's the pitch. Popped up, mile high in the air. First base side, Mac Neef has got it in foul ground for out number three. So Weston goes quietly in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Ithaca 3, Weston nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Wyatt Hilby fouls it off. Strike one. We're underway in the bottom of the second. Isaac Jennings from the windup. There's a swing and a piece of it again. Strike two. Talk about Julie's Tax Service. Today is tax day. Well, the tax preparers maybe can start to wind down a little bit, huh? For a day or so. Pitches down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch to Hilby, and he bounces it back to the pitcher. Picked up by Isaac Jennings. Easy throw over to Garrett Jennings, and there is one away. 1-3 put out, and the batter will be Cody Burns. 3-0 Ithaca leading after three runs and three hits in the opening inning. And here is Burns, the right fielder. Jennings from the windup, the pitch. Taken inside. One ball and no strikes. And from the wind, here's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and it's 1-1. Up here in the booth with some shoulder pads, some football equipment. Maybe I'll put some on here before the end of the night. Under my shirt, of course. 1-1 offering, the pitch is called a strike. 1-2. Women's dress shirts used to have shoulder pads back in the 80s. Here's the pitch. This one popped foul outside of first base and out of play. Burns and then Brownlee for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch and a swinging strike. Two up, two down. That's three strikeouts now for Isaac Jennings. And Cole Brownlee, the DH, will be the batter. He bats in place of Houston Boland. Houston catching, and he caught last year during Ithaca's championship year. Here's the pitch, fouled first base side. Injured his knee and had surgery in the offseason, and he's back sooner than expected, and they were excited to have him back. I'm surprised to see him catching. That's the position they said that he could play, but he can't bat. Swinging strike by Brownlee. I would think it would be the opposite. You could bat, but you can't catch, but that's kind of the rule. He's doing a great job for the Bulldogs. Brownlee swings and misses. Speaking of a great job, Isaac Jennings with a quick inning. He's got two strikeouts in this inning, and he takes the Bulldogs down 1-2-3. Two in the books here in Bulldog country. Ithaca leads Weston 3-0 in area baseball from WRCO Sports.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Vindel Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Vindel Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Vindel's at 647-5851 today.
Corbin Gross leads off for Weston, fouls one back from Sammy Clary. 3-0 Ithaca, top of three here in Ridge and Valley Conference play. What a beautiful day it is. I told both coaches, I talked to Brent Jennings and Dan Clary beforehand, and I said, don't get used to this because we might not have another day this nice for baseball until a month or so, early May. Here's the pitch down low. Not to be Debbie Downer, but that's kind of reality in Wisconsin. 2-1 to Corbin Gross. Clary from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's called strike two. Last week in the Richland Center game, I know I called Corbin Gross Corbin Burns once. Corbin Burns was on my mind because I knew that the Orioles series was coming up, former Brewer. There's one fouled off for a ball. So contrary to what you might have heard, Corbin Burns did not appear in the Weston lineup for the game against Richland Center. I think I only said it once. From the windup, Clary with the pitch. Changeup is called strike three. So there is one away, and the batter will be Hunter Coy. Coy, the number eight batter in Brent Jennings' lineup. Two strikeouts for Sammy Clary. And here is Coy, the number eight hitter. There's the pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Sammy tough in that lower part of the strike zone. Junior right-hander gets the ball back. Now from the windup, here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Nothing in two. Been looking for a base runner here in the game. Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Coy. And the batter will be Blake Bingham. Bingham batting to the right side, number nine hitter against Clary and the Bulldog defense. Back to the mound. Now is Sammy. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it is nothing and one. Back with the bat is Bingham. Clary from the windup. There's the pitch. It hangs high. Top of the order for Weston. Due next, Garrett Granger. If Bingham can reach... Clary ready. 1-1 offering. Here, pitch, and it's upstairs. Ball two to the hitter. Bingham adjusts the helmet. From the windup, Sammy Clary deals. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2. Clary looks down the barrel. Boland with the glove up. Here's the pitch. Changeup is a little bit low. Count goes full now. Three balls and two strikes in the top of the third inning. The payoff pitch from Sammy. There it is, and it's strike three called. That'll do it for Weston. Clary faces the minimum through the first nine batters. We go to the bottom of the third, 3-0 Ithaca leading Weston in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Thousands have lived without love, not one without water. W.H. Auden's quote is at the heart of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions' commitment to serve the area with timely professional water system service. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is a full-service water system installation company with over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, call 608-649-4488. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Matt Kepler leads it off in the bottom of the third for the Bulldogs, leading 3-0. Jennings delivers the ball. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a piece of it. 1-1. 3-0 Ithaca. Bottom of three. Jennings has struck out four and allowed three hits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Now to Kepler. Flag in center field. Back to just hanging still. 1-2 down low for a ball. 2-2. Both Isaac Jennings and Danny Clary work quickly. Keep the batters honest there. Boy, if you're in the batter's box, you better get ready. Isaac's bringing it. The pitch is upstairs for a ball, and the count goes full now at 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Swung on and missed. He got him. One away. That's five strikeouts for Isaac Jennings. And Sammy Clary will be the batter. Clary hit it to right field last time. It was caught by Corbin Gross out here in the outfield. Jennings ready to work. Here's the pitch. That one is called a ball upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Back in my day when we played Weston, we were right at the school. Here's a chopper to short. Loved by Trevor Westfall. The throw is in time. Garrett Jennings brings down a little bit of a high throw, but well played on both ends. And two up, two down in the Bulldog third inning. That'll bring up Micah Salisbury, who singled and scored last time. Ready to work against Isaac. From the windup, there's the pitch. Taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Micah did a great job scoring on the ball that got in there, hit by Logan Anderson last time. Micah scoring all the way from first base. Took off in a sprint. Here's one fouled back, strike two. Micah was using his track skills that he's learning this spring out for the Ithaca Western track team. He's really sprinted around the base paths. Two strike offering. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. Logan Anderson due next. If Micah can reach, Jennings back and ready. From the windup, the 1-2 upstairs. 2-2. Boy, the fact that these two teams met in the sectional semifinal, they drove 2 hours to play. That was amazing last year. Down low for a ball. And a fact that I will never forget. Great to have two local teams make it a ways, and those two teams all the way to the sectional semi. There's a chopper foul outside of Dan Clary in the third base coaching box, and they'll come back and do it again. Great memories of that game and just how well both teams played all the way through and the sportsmanship. Too bad someone had to lose that one. Full count offering, the pitch rocked towards short. Loved by Westfall on the run. Got him. That'll do it. Bulldogs go 1-2-3 in the third. After three complete, Ithaca leads it 3-0 over Weston in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Garrett Granger takes a look at the ball. It's the top of the fourth inning here at Ithaca. Sammy Clary with the next pitch. That one's high, and it's 2-0. Top of the Western order, first three, Granger, Isaac Jennings, and Trevor Westfall. Clary from the windup. Here's the pitch, and a late swing, strike one. 2-1 to the batter. Granger is back and ready. Clary from the windup. Here comes the pitch and a fouled off. Strike two. So the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lots of good familiar faces here on both sides. They went down and shook a few hands and kissed a few babies. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. And the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Got a couple of dogs to shake, too, and roll over. A lot of dogs here today. Here's the pitch. Change up, swing, and a miss. Dropped by Bolin. Houston throws to first in time. One away. And that'll be 5 strikeouts now for Sammy Clary. It's a big out. That'll bring up Isaac Jennings. River Valley Richland Center moved their game to tonight. We were supposed to do that one tomorrow night, but it's tonight to get away from the weather, and that game is scoreless in the top of the third, including a really good game going on there as well tonight. Pitch is upstairs, or is it? Nope, called a strike. Nothing in one. Ace reporter Hayden Burke keeping us updated on that one tonight in Richland Center. Here's the next pitch. Ripped in the air, left field, down the line, but hooking foul. Over onto the playground grass. 2 strikes on Isaac Jennings. Hold it foul. Brewers in action tonight. Taking the series against Baltimore over the weekend. Pitch is upstairs for ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Isaac Jennings. For baseball on WRCE, FM 107.7, AM 1450. 1-2 offering. There is the changeup, swung and a miss by Isaac Jennings. And there are 2 up and 2 down. For both pitchers, if this game continues as it is, the pitch count's not really a worry. They're working some pretty quick innings here. And that brings up Trevor Westfall. Trevor flew out to left field. That was that tremendous play by Wes Nelson, which took an extra base hit away. This one is going to be called a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. That is was the best hit ball of the game so far. Sammy delivers this one just a little bit low, and it's 2-0 now. 2 outs in the fourth. 2-0 on Trevor. Here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Anderson behind the third base bag. Comes up firing and got him to Mac Mee for the other end. And that will do it for Weston. Here in the inning, nothing across for the Silver Eagles. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Ithaca leads it 3-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Spring into savings now at All American Do It Center. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free April 15th through the 21st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Save 25% on a 50-pound bag of commercial-grade asphalt patch, now $13.49. Or save $60 on a Channel Lock 12-gallon, 5-horsepower blower wet-dry vac, now only $99. Spring into savings until the 21st. All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. Logan Anderson swings and misses. The bottom of the fourth is on. Isaac Jennings on the hill for Weston. Now deals one low, one ball and one strike. Wes Nelson will follow, and then Matt Neef. 3-0 Ithaca. Here's the pitch. That is going to be called a strike. One ball and two strikes. Logan snuck one in for a double and an RBI. Bulldogs, all of their hits back in the first inning. Isaac's been perfect since then. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul outside of third. Nice play by Dan Clary. Barehanded. Picks it up, brings it back to the pitcher. The arbitrators tonight are John Noga and Brian Elvin. From the windup, 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. 6 strikeouts now for Isaac Jennings of Weston. Rolling along now. He has retired a total of 8 batters in a row. Here's Wes Nelson, who had the 2-run home run back in the first inning. Jennings from the windup, the pitch. Bounced foul. Nothing in one. Session Stan doing a bang-up business up there. Lots of folks here. It's a great fundraiser, nothing like a brat or a hot dog at a baseball game. Even if you're not hungry, they smell so good. Here's the pitch. Max Wes away for a ball. 1-1. Jennings winds, fires. There's a rip toward third, knocked down by Hunter Coy. And there'll be no throw. It's going to be Wes Nelson beating it out. So that'll be called a fair ball. That was the only question. I think we were kind of waiting to see if it was fair or foul. The home plate umpire making the call. Hunter Coy fielding behind third base. But it goes as a hit for Nelson. So he's aboard with one away in the fourth, and he'll get a lead. Matt Neef, the batter. This one is high. 1-1 and no strikes. First Bulldog hit since the first inning. Nelson is 2-for-2. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Center field and deep. Left fielder calls everybody off, and he's got it. Retreating to first base is Wes Nelson. Blake Bingham with the shade down made the call and makes the grab. That will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt playing second tonight. Runner back at first base. Nelson gets a big lead. Jennings ready. There's the pitch. Down low. 1-1 and no strikes. Nelson again with a good size lead. Garrett Jennings playing the bag for the Silver Eagles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. 1-1 and one strike. So back to the hill. Jennings working from the stretch. 1-1 offering is going to be taken. Low, runner going. Throw to second. Going to be close, and they got him. Garrett Granger throws him out at second base, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. What a throw. Granger takes it down to Westfall, the shortstop, for the out, and the Bulldogs are retired. No runs and a hit, no errors, none left on. We go to inning number 5. It's Ithaca 3, Weston nothing on WRCO Radio Sports.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
Bragg County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
It is the top of the fifth inning. Garrett Jennings will lead it off for Weston. He'll be followed by Colton Newman and Logan Bingham. 3-0 our score. Ithaca with all three runs in the opening inning, if you're just joining us. And Sammy Clary back to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Weston order. Couple of swings, and Garrett is in. Larry from the windup, the pitch. That one is called a strike. 0-1. Great defense. What a throw by the catcher, Garrett Granger of Weston. Get his team to the dugout. This one is down low for a ball. 1-1. In fact, the catchers in this game, Houston Boland also has a cannon for an arm behind the plate. 1-1 offering. There is the pitch, and it's ripped toward left. Left fielder back. That ball is gone for a home run. Garrett Jennings with a solo shot, and he'll round them all. He had to kind of look back at his first base coach to see, did that go over for sure? Kind of looked around. Oh, yeah, it cleared the fence by a long ways, and the Eagles are on the board. That's the first of anything that Clary gives up. That breaks up the perfect game, the no-hitter with all one swing of the bat. And Weston is on the board. Garrett Jennings will touch them all. And the hitter will be Colton Newman. Sammy Clary perfect in 5 innings at Potosi Cassville last week. Perfect in the first 4 today. So 9 innings of putting up zeros before Jennings hits the home run. Here's a strike to Newman. And now a swinging strike. That is strike 2. 0-2. 3-1 ball game in the fifth. A good one, folks. Clary from the windup. Changeup swung on and missed. And there is one away. 7 strikeouts for Sammy. And the batter will be Logan Bingham. Bingham popped out to first. His first time up. Another young man that has relatives on both sides of the school district line. Pitches down low for a ball. 1-0. Larry looking in for the target from Boland. From the windup, there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show as we add up the totals and summaries tonight. Postgame show is sponsored all season long by the good folks at Jelinek's. 1-1 offering. Clary with a pitch. There's one taken just a little low, says the umpire. Count goes to 2-1. And the Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game as well. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. And the count goes to 3-1. Some center runs on Duncan. So does Adam Hess, I think. Well, he runs to Duncan. There's the pitch. There's a strike call to the batter. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pull up now on the batter. Nobody on, one away in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced to first. McNeese. One step to the bag, and he's got him for out number two. Unassisted play. Logan Bingham bounces out, and that brings up Corbin Gross. Gross looking for his first hit of the day. You look at the schedule, and it's really scary how fast the spring sports season goes. This one ripped to right, and in there for a base hit. Good, solid hit by Corbin Gross, picked up by Cody Burns in right field, and he brings it back in. Weston with his second hit now, and Hunter Coy will be the batter. But today's April 15th, so you put another month onto the schedule. A month and about a week will be the start of the WIA tournament for baseball. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 to Coy. Gross back to first base. Matt Neef playing the bag for the Bulldogs. 1-0 offering down low. Ball 2, or is it? Nope. That's why I don't umpire. 1-1 the count. Runner taps his toe back on the bag, gets a lead. 1-1 to Hunter Coy. There's the pitch. Changeup is just a little outside. The count is 2-1. Blake Bingham due next. If Coy can reach. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bill Nee with you today amongst a whole herd of box elder bugs up here tonight. There's the pitch, just a bit low, and the count is full to Hunter Coy. Pull up now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross leads at first base. Larry back to the belt for the payoff pitch. And here it is, foul back. A good cut by Hunter Coy. This is one of the longer starts of an inning here for either team. In fact, obviously, Ithaca had held Weston. Clara had faced the minimum through the beginning of this inning. Coy is the fifth batter of the inning. Swings and misses. He'll go down to first base with a throw for good measure and get on the bag. And let's see, is he going to reach base? Looks like the ball is dropped at first base, and Weston will have two aboard. On the play, Gross goes to second, Coy at first. I wasn't thinking the Bulldogs would have to throw because it appeared first base was occupied, but evidently the runner had taken off, and it was not occupied. So runners at first and second, swinging strike by Blake Bingham, nothing in one. So the tying runs are aboard here for Weston in the fifth inning. There's the pitch. Outside, ball 1. Top of the order, Garrett Granger due next for the Silver Eagles in a 3-1 ball game. Larry back and ready, the 1-1 offering, and the pitch ripped toward right, and Neef grabs it for the out. Mac Neef ranging to his right. The first baseman hauls it in for out number 3, and Weston is retired. In the inning, they score a run on a couple of hits. There was one error and one, make that 2 left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1. Ithaca leads it on WICO Radio Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Wyatt Hilde laces one to center field, and a nice double as he gets into the bag, standing up, and the Bulldogs are off and running in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Cody Burns. Burns and then Cole Brownlee. Burns with a swing and a miss, nothing and one to the batter. 3-1, it is Ithaca leading Weston. Weston in the field, Bulldogs the plate. There is a strike called on Cody Burns. Strike two now. Back and ready, Isaac Jennings set to work. Back to the belt, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is one away. Seven strikeouts now for Isaac, and the batter will be Cole Brownlee, the designated hitter. It's in the place of Houston Boland, and he swings and bounces it foul outside of third. Nothing and one to the batter. The top of the Bulldog order due next. The tight ball game. 3-1. Bulldogs. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Center. Going back is the center fielder Colton Newman with the shades down. He's got it. Tagging and holding at second is Wyatt Hilde as the throw comes on. So there are two away now. Back to the top of the order and Matt Kepler. Kepler looking for his first hit. Had a big game last week. Game we called against North Crawford. There's his strike to the batter. Nothing and one. Had a couple of hits in Ithaca's win over Wazika Steuben as well. Here's one fouled back and strike two. Look out, everybody. Over into the parking lot area. Runner leading at second now by a couple of paces, Hilde, and here's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Matthew Kepler. Runner leads at second. Jennings to the plate. Changeup call. Strike three. And that will do it for the Bulldogs. Eight Ks now for Isaac Jennings in the inning. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left aboard to the sixth we go in Ridge and Valley Baseball. Ithaca leads it 3-1 over the Silver Eagles on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for Weston, the top of the order, Garrett Jennings, Isaac Jennings, and Trevor Westfall. 3-1, Bulldogs leading. Sammy Clary to the mound. Everybody ready to go. And here we go. From the windup, the pitch to Garrett. It hangs high. One ball and no strikes. Ranger Jennings and Westfall. From the windup, the 1-0 is high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Weston with a good opportunity with two on last inning. But there were two outs. Bulldogs were able to get out of it with that catch by Mac Neef. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. Larry gets the ball back. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Set off by Salisbury. The shortstop throws in the run and got him. One away. Salisbury's played a nice shortstop tonight. That brings up Isaac Jennings. Well, I have good memories of playing Weston. Of course, got to be good friends with a lot of those guys. When